from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Shoot, yeah, boy. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're now under 30 minutes to the resumption of your Silver Boot Rivalry, Rangers hosting the Astros. And Jared Sandler joins us now here in the G-Bag Nation to talk about it. Sands, how the heck are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, we're excited for Rangers-Astros. I guess we have a lineup of Smith, Seager, Simeon, Young, Langford. Is that what we're looking at here tonight? Yeah, we are.
That's what we're looking at. Wanted to get all the S's out of the way early.
Okay. Is this the first time we've seen this specific configuration of Smith, Seager, Simeon, 1-2-3?
This is going to be the seventh straight game they've done that.
Okay.
But I was trying to think of like the most delicate way to answer that because I know you guys have been in Oxnard. But on the spot, I couldn't think of a better way to answer that. But no, it's not. But this is the first time, Dawson. You're on to something. It is the first time that Josh Young's been in the cleanup spot and then Adolis Garcia hitting seventh tonight.
Okay. That's what's new.
I know that's what you meant.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
No, I thought the Seager-Simeon thing, honestly, was flipped. I appreciate you attempting to salvage my horrible question there. But what can you tell us about this pitching matchup tonight with nearly identical ERAs? How similar are these two guys?
Well, yeah, not similar at all. Heaney, a lefty who is really just kind of a fastball slider guy, doesn't throw with, tremendous velocity. Hunter Brown is... a righty who, he's a heavy fastball pitcher, but not just the four-seamer. He really mixes five different pitches. He throws five different pitches at least 10% of the time and throws his four-seam and sinker in the mid to high 90s. So very different stylistically. Again, three different fastballs for Hunter Brown, and Andrew Heaney really kind of features just two total pitches. He will throw a changeup in there as well, so... he does have a third pitch, and then every once in a while we'll mix in a curveball. But, Andrew Heaney throws his four-seam fastball over 50% of the time. Hunter Brown doesn't throw a single pitch more than 37% of the time. One guy's a power guy in Hunter Brown. The other guy, not so much. More a deception and effective velocity location guy in Andrew Heaney. Hunter Brown, on his end, gets the ball on the ground a lot, more than 50% of the time. Andrew Heaney probably, not a heavy fly ball pitcher, but a little bit more leaning towards a fly ball pitcher than Hunter Brown.
Is there a part of you that wishes this series was actually at Minute Maid Park? Would that favor the Rangers?
Well, it would favor them against Yordan Alvarez, who's just absolutely unreal on the road, but has been pretty pedestrian by his standards at home. So, in that regard, that'd be nice. Jose Altuve obviously has had quite the level of success at this ballpark. But, I don't know, Chief. That's a good question. The Rangers took 2 of 3 from the Astros in Minute Maid a couple weeks ago. But I think it's about time they win a series at Globe Life Field in the regular season, which is, not something that they did, last year. They didn't, they lost three straight playoff games. Then If I remember, in April, took the first game of that series against the Astros, but then lost the next three, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been tough, the ups and downs here, the roller coaster. Is it impacting the clubhouse in any way, Sands?
Tough to say. I mean, I think these guys understand that, you know, they're fighting an uphill battle. I think they understand that they're probably lucky that, you know, at 53 and 59, they're not out of it, because no one's wanted to run away with this division despite, you know, doors being open for the Astros and the Mariners. You know, the Astros have really struggled here of late as well. So, you know, they haven't been able to capitalize. But I definitely think that this team is, I think they see it more as, hey, we still have an opportunity. Because in part, that's how they have to think. And, you know, hopefully that is, you know, what, you know, you would think that would be the disposition and the mindset. Because, I mean, heck, they're 5.5 games back. That's not a piece of cake by any means. But, I mean, 5.5 games with 50 to play is still, you know, well within striking distance, especially when you have two series against Seattle and then, you know, this series here against Houston, which is the final time these two teams will face each other in the regular season.
Hey, Jared, are they, the Rangers, when they were in Houston and took the two of the three, they really didn't hit all that well. They didn't score any runs. It really came down to pitching.
Yes.
Is that the similar recipe for this one, or are they going to have to – I know you're going to have to get hits and have to get runs, but can they win 2-1 games? Can they win 3-2 games against these guys?
Well, I mean, they can, because, you know, they have, but I don't think that – you know, like the Bruce Bochy's Giants would go into games, you know, in the early 2010s, 2010s, and they would go into it knowing that, hey, they're probably going to have to win by those scores, right? You know, they're going to win low-scoring games, and they were built to do it. They were prepared to do it. If they could drop 7 on you in a game, awesome, but that's just not how they were built. You know, the Rangers' bullpen's a little deeper now, and so, you know, they are a little better equipped to do that. You know, they're not a tremendous small ball team, and by small ball I don't mean bunting, but just, you know, being able to do some of those little things, although they are a little better at driving guys in at third with less than two outs than I think people would expect. They just haven't, you know, given themselves as many opportunities. So, you know, they're not, I wouldn't say ill-equipped to win those games. I just think that still, when you look at this roster, you're not going into the game thinking or wanting to play that type of a game, whereas, you know, I think that there are teams, the Mariners now, the Giants back in Boch's era, that, you know, again, not that they didn't want to score more runs, but they knew that realistically that wasn't, you know, their bread and butter, and they were prepared to win some of those low scoring games by doing what they needed to do to you know, eke out an extra run here or there.
Jared, speaking of the pitching, I mean, we've been so high on what they've been doing all year long, but post All-Star break, it hasn't quite seemed to be the same. What are your thoughts over on what you're seeing from not only the starting rotation with the injuries, but the bullpen being taxed?
Yeah, I mean, I think the bullpen kind of ran into a little bit of bad luck there with, you know, the fact that Michael Lorenzen only got you two outs on a Saturday, and then John Gray didn't get you an out on a Sunday, and, you know, you didn't have an off day that next day to you know, recover. And that was tough, but, you know, they got to do a better job, obviously, and it's the depth, right? It's not – you're not worried about Leclerc, Robertson, Yates. You're not worried about Spores. And, you know, I think Andrew Chafin, he's had two outings, one not so great, but then in a winning situation did a really nice job against the Red Sox. But you got Walter Pennington up. He's had one outing. You know, it wasn't a sterling outing by any means, but we're not going to judge anyone based on one outing. How's he going to do? What is Brock Burke going to do with, you know, another chance at the big league level? And, you know, what can the Rangers get out of Dane Dunning? Because, you know, whether it's as a starter or reliever, they need Dane Dunning to give them innings and give them quality innings. But, you know, the real issue has been the rotation, and there's probably a domino effect, right? When the rotation's not able to go deep, you are going to tax the bullpen a little bit more. But over the last 9 games, the Rangers have a rotation ERA north of 10, and you're just not going to win a lot of games when that's the case.
Jared's Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing, and we're back with more in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We're in the midst of Jared Sandler's Rangers preview, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And the segment's presented by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by the Good Feet Store. As we're talking baseball here with Sandler, who would you pick to win this division right now? Houston's cooled off in a pretty big way, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They've struggled losing five of their last seven. I think some of that answer, you know, when are the Astros getting Kyle Tucker back? And you know, what is Julio Rodriguez going to look like whenever he comes back? But, you know, I don't know. It's a division, Gavin, which no one really has taken charge and, you know, done what they've needed to do to, you know, really put themselves in the driver's seat. You know, I don't know that anyone would look at either of the three teams, obviously, at any point say, oh, best team in the American League. But, you know, if you look at the rest of the American League's divisions, the other two divisions, you know, in the AL East, that's an absolute dogfight. And then, you know, the AL Central, the Guardians are having a great year, but they're only 4.5 up on the Twins. You know, it's not inconceivable that the Mariners, Astros, or Rangers could have had the largest divisional lead, you know, across the American League at this point. But, you know, again, none of these teams have really been playing that well since the All-Star break. The Astros did a heck of a job to erase their 10-game deficit, but, you know, they've obviously hit a little bit of a wall here. And so it's tough to say, because, you know, this division, I don't want to say could be wrapped up right now, but if one of these three teams just was playing above average over the last 3 to 4 weeks, then it would be an incredibly steep hill for the other two to climb. That just hasn't been the case.
Jared, I was listening to you talk there, but do you kind of feel like this series, that the season's in the balance? And I know you have August left, and you got some games against, you know, the Angels and the A's and stuff, but do you feel like, I mean, every time you feel like that, hey, they're going to go out and maybe win two or three or sweep these guys, they fall back, but do you kind of feel like at this series the season's in the balance?
Well, I'd say this, Broadus. I think it would be really tough. If you told me the Rangers ended up winning this division, I would put a lot of money on the fact that they would win this series, right? If you told me, hey, this is the final outcome, how did it all play out? Now, again, it's 3 out of 50 games, and so, you know, I don't mean to sound like a knucklehead here, but let's say they drop. I think it would be really tough for them to get swept. But let's say they drop 2 of 3, but then won 7 of their next 8, you know, which seems like this fairy tale thing that they just haven't really quite been able to do, you know, go on a week and a half to 2 week run, but they're right back in it. But I do think that if you told me that the outcome was Rangers win the division, I would feel pretty confident in saying that a part of that run included at least taking 2 out of 3. Here against the Astros.
Jared, we've asked you about the pitching and stuff like that, but like specifically when it comes to Eovaldi, what are you seeing from him here? Is this just general blip on the radar situation, or, I mean, is the velocity gone down or anything like that that's alarming moving forward here for him?
No, I think yesterday, honestly, Eric, I think the Red Sox did a heck of a job of wearing him down. You know, he was throwing 20 pitches per inning. They were fouling balls off with two strikes, and it wasn't like he just couldn't put guys away. I mean, you look at his strikeout numbers, they weren't, you know, super low or anything. He just he had to work his tail off, and I think they just wore him down. And that's something that the Rangers used to do to pitchers a lot last year. They haven't done it nearly as often this year. I thought they did it to Tanner Houck when they beat him on Friday, but they have not done it you know, they haven't done it as consistently this year. But I thought, you know, that Red Sox lineup, we were talking about it yesterday, they don't have the star power that the Dodgers or the Yankees or some of these other teams do, but my goodness, they work. 1 through 9, that is a very tough lineup. And so obviously Nathan Eovaldi wasn't at his very best yesterday, but I think the Red Sox deserve a lot of credit for what they did and how they made him have to compete. And that's why, you know, he was out, you know, two batters into the sixth inning. And unfortunately, two of those five runs he allowed came when Walter Pennington gave up the 3-run home run to Willy Abreu.
Jared, thank you so much for your insights. And we look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow night.
All right, fellas, take care.
Rangers pregame is coming up here in about 7 minutes. There he is at Jared Sandler on X, a must follow, and his Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. We go around the bases brought to you by Uber Eats, and a salute to everybody involved in this show today, bringing it all together. Lucius Alexander, the pimp cup over there at Master Control, a glorious return from vacay. Look at that, 4.5 hours of flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Thanks to Carter Freeman over there coordinating your video. You can watch us every day, 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to Brian Broaddus for staying in Oxnard, being our boots on the ground there at Cowboys training camp. We'll be back tomorrow, Krusty's Corner at 3:40 with all of his takeaways. Of course, Woolchuck and Chiafalo. I'm Gavin Dawson. Rangers baseball here coming up shortly. Tyler Malley making his Rangers debut tomorrow night, which is going to be very exciting. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.